It's January 13th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking gloomy short-term price predictions for Bitcoin, altcoins rising, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
Bitcoin is up big, but some are gloomy about BTC's short-term price outlook. The near-term outlook for Bitcoin has dimmed, analysts say, with some now seeing a possible extension of Monday's major price drop. Quote, there could be another dump as outflows from the cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase Pro have dried alongside increased transfer of coins onto exchanges, said Chief Investment Officer for Paris-based quantitative trading firm XO Alpha. Bitcoin fell by over 20% on Monday to $30,305 amid heavy selling in the spot market. Outflows from Coinbase Pro, which are considered synonymous with institutional purchases, have receded sharply from the three-year high of 55,000 BTC observed on January 2nd. That means demand-side pressures, which played a pivotal role in pushing Bitcoin higher from $10,000 to $41,000 over the past 3 months, had weakened. Meanwhile, exchange deposits have picked up pace, a sign that some investors may be looking to liquidate holdings and take profits. Exchanges have registered an average inflow of 103,000 BTC per day in the past 7 days, higher than the 6-month daily average of 83,700 BTC. Quote, at a minimum, increased inflows suggest the type of buyers who self-custody, typically the larger investors, are not buying as much at the moment. Chainalysis economist Philip Gradwell told CoinDesk. Technical charts are also calling for an extension of Monday's drop. Bitcoin is currently trading at $34,988, while Ether is trading at $1,080, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
And in related news, global head of commodities research Jeff Curry believes the amount of institutional money in Bitcoin needs to grow for the asset to mature. An executive at multinational investment bank Goldman Sachs believes an increase in the participation from institutional investors is the key to stabilizing nascent markets such as cryptocurrencies. Speaking on CNBC's The Coin Rush on Tuesday, Goldman Sachs global head of commodities research Jeff Curry said the cryptocurrency market is becoming more mature, but still has a way to go. Referring to big corporate buyers, he says right now they're small, about $700 billion in money in Bitcoin right now. Of that, roughly 1% is institutional money. Curry, who's the global head of commodities and research, also said Bitcoin is a defensive asset similar to gold. He raised gold's $3 trillion market cap, saying some of that money could be allocated to cryptocurrency. Quote, right now, all of the cryptocurrencies have about $1 trillion. Let's say it grows to $2 trillion. Then you do the simple math, how many coins are out there, divided by that, and you end up with a fair value, end quote. That valuation assessment could help provide a long-term equilibrium, but according to Curry, the ins and outflows of money in Bitcoin create a lot of volatility and a lot of uncertainty that made it difficult to forecast. So, thanks for that, Goldman Sachs.
Many investors want to be a part of the next bull run. Others seek to build their dream home, finally launch that startup, or fund their education. Try Nexo's instant crypto credit lines and borrow against any major cryptocurrency with no minimum or maximum withdrawal amounts, no fees whatsoever, no credit checks, and flexible repayment. Not to mention the APR starts at just 5.9%. Stay on top of your investment game with Nexo.io. And remember, it's your crypto, your credit, your choice. Get started at nexo.io.
Turning to today's featured story, Bitcoin and Ether may be pulling back from their all-time highs, but alternative cryptos are starting to see action. As prices for Bitcoin and Ether retreat from their recent highs, the strong performance of other cryptocurrencies indicate traders and investors may now be turning to alternative coins, commonly referred to as altcoins, for potential high returns. Data compiled by CoinDesk Research shows that as of January 11th, prices for both Bitcoin and Ether were about 87% and 78% respectively of their all-time highs. Yet other CoinDesk 20 assets were still far from their highest prices on record. One possible implication is that these tokens may still have the potential to reach higher price levels amid the latest Bitcoin bull run. Quote, we have seen altcoins pump both before and after Monday's correction in ways that we have not really seen since 2017, Andrew Tu, an executive at quant firm Efficient Frontier, said. Bitcoin's market capitalization hit a new record high on January 8th, but has dropped since then. Evidence that some traders may be taking some profits from Bitcoin and plowing them into altcoins, according to Tu. As CoinDesk reported previously, following the institution-driven 2020 Bitcoin bull run, retail investors and traders have joined the rally for fear of missing out, or FOMO as it's commonly known. Some entry-level investors viewing the high number trading price of Bitcoin, unaware that it can be bought in minute fractions, take to altcoins because their relatively low price makes them at least appear affordable. One example appears to be the recent double-digit gains in XRP. A seemingly inexplicable rally happened shortly after its price crashed on the news that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, better known as the SEC, filed a lawsuit against Ripple Inc., claiming the company sold the token as a security. Two says tokens in the popular decentralized finance subsector of the crypto space have logged particularly strong performance. Prices for Synthetix, a token for a decentralized trading platform for minting and exchanging synthetic tokens mirroring the price of other assets, logged a new all-time high on Tuesday at around $16. And as of this morning, it's trading around $14.78, up 28.54% over 24 hours, according to data from Messari.
And finally, President Christine Lagarde of the European Central Bank, better known as the ECB, says Bitcoin has facilitated, quote, funny business and needs to be regulated at the international level. In an interview at a Reuters online event on Wednesday, Lagarde said the highly speculative asset has led to some reprehensible activity, including money laundering, and any loopholes need to be closed. Quote, there has to be regulation. This has to be applied and agreed upon at a global level because if there is an escape, that escape will be used, she said. According to other reports, the EU bank chief added there will be a digital euro, hopefully in no more than 5 years. The ECB has been looking into the benefits and risks of a euro-based digital currency since the Facebook-backed DM, formerly Libra project, was announced in June 2019.
And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Thursday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.